America's podcast for Tuesday, 9th of May, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by market reporter Jesse Waldheim. Hello, Jesse.
Hi.
Today's podcast will be on the olefins market, including butadiene, propylene, and ethylene. We last spoke on the olefins market in the end of January. For propylene and butadiene, tight supply was an issue back during that time. What is the case now, particularly for butadiene?
Well, right now we have longer supply, recovering supply. Supplies were very tight in January, and that pushed prices up from around 64 cents in January to a high of 110 cent March contract. And in the last 2 months, supply has been recovering. And in May, contracts settled back at the January level of 64 cents. A lot of that tightness was due to production issues, and there were some producers that were limiting sales. A lot of that was resolved by the end of March. Only one producer in April was limiting sales, and that is no longer the case in May. We've also had downstream outages, which helped in the supply recovery. There's a nylon intermediate plant that went on turnaround in early April and is expected to continue through early June. And there's a styrene butadiene rubber plant in the U.S. Gulf that closed at the end of March. And that's expected to be a long-term outage as that company filed for bankruptcy protection in April. And there were also several import cargoes that arrived in March and April, which further improved supply. So the market went from being very tight in January to a bit more balanced in April to a bit on the long side in May.
Supply recovery wasn't the only factor then.
No, it wasn't. There was also a lot of pressure from price declines in Asia. Asian prices were around near $3,000 a ton in mid-February. They dropped to around $1,300 a ton over the last several weeks. So if U.S. prices didn't drop, an arbitrage window would have opened and brought more imports into the U.S. while our supplies were lengthening.
Moving on to propylene, the situation was similar at the end of January as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Propylene had similar dynamics with several production issues early in the year. Most propylene is made in either refineries as a co-product of gasoline or in crackers as a co-product of ethylene. So the spring refinery turnaround season, which is when a lot of refiners do maintenance ahead of switching to summer blends of gasoline, that always tends to limit the amount of propylene coming out of refineries. There were also two U.S. Gulf crackers down for maintenance, and there were two unplanned outages for crackers in the first quarter. That limited propylene coming out of crackers as well. EIA, the Energy Information Administration, has data on propylene inventories showing that since late February, propylene inventories were down compared to the same time in the last year, down 10%, 15%, or even 35%, depending on the week. So like butadiene, propylene prices rose during the first quarter as supply stayed tight. But as those production issues have resolved, there was some supply recovery. All four of those crackers are now back online, and most of the refinery turnarounds have been completed. So again, like butadiene, inventory recovery was also helped along by downstream outages. There's two derivative plants that started turnarounds in early April, and a third started one in early May. Contract propylene prices dropped for April, and they are expected to drop again for May, although that contract hasn't been settled yet. Price declines for propylene haven't been as steep as for butadiene. Propylene inventories are still low compared to last year, and the supply buildup has been slowed by the turnaround of a PDH plant, propane dehydrogenation plant, which makes on-purpose propylene from propane.
Now, for ethylene, it's been a bit of an upward movement. What's going on there?
Ethylene supplies in the first quarter were a little tight due to the cracker outages as well, and March ethylene contracts fell almost 6 cents as some of those outages were resolved. However, ethylene spot prices have been trending up since then, and April contracts settled about 2 cents higher. For ethylene, unlike propylene and butadiene, demands remain strong with no major derivative outages. Downstream polyethylene is in the midst of a strong season, as plasticware, say for outdoor picnics, is strong in the spring. Downstream PVC is coming into its strong season as the construction industry picks up during spring and summer.
Thanks for the update, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the olefins market or any of the other markets that we cover, be sure to visit isis.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.